I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
Alright, I've just had a call from the Umkumban area near Cato Manor. A lady said to me she's got a big snake in the corner of her garden. Now everyone's got their own idea of big. So I said to her, it's about as thick as your wrist. She said, yeah, that's about as thick as my wrist. I asked her if she had a picture and she said she'll take one for me. So I was waiting for it and she sent it to me. It's a big black mamba. Just curled up in the open in the corner. Just curled up nicely, looking very relaxed, even though there's all these lights on it and it's very exposed. So I just said to her, black mamba, I'll be there in 10 minutes. So yeah, I'm on my way there now. Goodness me. As I pulled up at the driveway, a car was inside in the driveway with its lights on, and in its lights I could just see the mamba moving down the driveway. The car that was busy shining just kept reversing and reversing. I ran up and the mamba was feeling very exposed. I mean, it was just in the open. Now obviously trying to get away, it was feeling very exposed and scared. So as soon as I ran up to it, it raised up, as a very angry mamba can do. Flared an arrow hood and lunged at me. They don't strike out like what you'd normally think a snake does. They swing to the side. And he was having a full go at me. Well, it was lunging at my feet and I'd grab it a little way down its head, more midway down the body, and I'd just push it away from me with the tongs. I'd grab it and almost fling it away from me just to give myself some space. And then it would try and get away and I'd do the same thing. I'd go and grab it, and whenever I grabbed that snake, it just came at me properly. I mean, it didn't charge, but it was lunging. Yeah. Normally I love mamba calls and rescues are my favorite, but that one was pretty thrilling. The adrenaline's still pumping. Lots of close calls here, which I'm great. And people that follow me on Facebook, they tend to know that I don't normally wear shoes. And this was the case again. Well, I was wearing my slops, my crusty slops. But I mean, we were having dinner, and when I saw the picture of the mamba, I just thought, gee, I'm going to go. And I raced off, I just took my slops, I didn't bother putting safety shoes on. But all is well, I didn't get bitten. The snake had a little bit of a bloody mouth because when he'd lunge at me, he'd hit his head on the paving. And then especially when I grabbed him, he'd try and strike at the tongs. So I think he just cuts the sheath of his fangs, like a fleshy bit that covers the fang. But he'll be alright, it's just nothing serious. I've seen them like that before. But wow, that was incredible. Just a nice way to end the day. That was the second mamba of the day for me too. Wish all days were like this, two mambas. But yeah, thanks for listening. Hopefully I get to talk to you more at the scene of the rescue. There was absolutely no time today. That was just insane.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.